Well, good Thursday morning, beloved, and thank you for joining me for this Thursday's edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today we are in Psalm 43. It's a short little psalm, and today's reading begins with the writer's plea for deliverance from enemies and those who are evil, and concludes with an affirmation of trust in God. And again, this week's God-saving word for us has been justice and peace. Again, you can't have one without the other. So let's begin reading Psalm 43, beginning at verse 1. O God, declare me innocent and defend my cause against the ungodly. Deliver me from lying and evil people. You are my protector. Why have you abandoned me? Why must I go on suffering from the cruelty of my enemies? Send your light and your truth. May they lead me and bring me back to Zion, your sacred hill, and to your temple where you live. Then I will go to your altar, O God. You are the source of my happiness. I will play my harp and sing praise to you, O God, my God. Why am I so sad? Why am I so troubled? I will put my hope in God, and once again I will praise Him, my Savior and my God. And today's key verse is Psalm 43, verse 5, where the psalmist writes, I will put my hope in God, and once again I will praise Him, my Savior and my God. You know, beloved, there are a lot of things that divide us, divide society, even divide, you know, the local church. And one of the biggest things, at least here in Texas anyhow, is politics. And, you know, churches are not made up of just conservatives or liberals, just Republicans or Democrats. There are people of every political ilk that believe in God. And yet we have allowed our political differences to divide us so that it's difficult for us to have fellowship with one another if we determine that they're of a different political belief than we are. Beloved, politics is not right or wrong. People have used their political powers for evil and for good since before the foundation of this country. It has always been. We must remember that regardless of how we may feel about the political environment of the day, that we are on this journey together. We who believe in Jesus Christ are on this road together, and we will one day reach that finish line, and we will be it together. Doesn't matter what our political beliefs were in the old world, we will gather around the throne of God, and it's His sight, His very presence is what's going to make all the difference for us. Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, I put my hope in You and praise You for being my God and my Savior. Send Your light and lead me today in the way of Your truth. Amen. Well, that brings our time together today to an end. Tomorrow, we're going to be in Psalm 53, where human wickedness is once again described. It seems we just can't get away from those old wicked people. But until tomorrow, may God richly bless you, is my prayer. God bless.